the 10 provoked miracles. Why I'm sharing this in this month, I told you already that miracles are sometimes sought in a wrong way. The death, even the birth of Jesus, are all associated with miracles. Firstly, a virgin will conceive a miracle. Secondly, a dead body will come back to life. A miracle. So if you do not believe in the miracles and you're watching me for the first time, I want you to know that you are watching a channel of miracles. Here, we believe in the miracles. Everybody say, I believe in the miracles. Because I believe in God. Now, we share different type of miracles, and these types of miracles, we looked at number one, if I have an intelligent person in this building, if you remember, but we spoke about miracles of divine introduction. When we say miracles of divine introduction, basically, it is when God introduces a person. Come on, say yes.
Yes.
It is when God introduces a person. Just imagine you are not known. And we spoke about that. God introduces you. And an endorsement, divine endorsement. God endorses you. He introduces you. We shared about this. We want to talk about it because we spoke about this for a long time. And we said how God said to David, you shall become a king. But for that to be done, he needed what? A miracle of introduction. He had to be introduced. So what happened? What miracle? King Saul had a problem. He needed a solution. Someone in the palace introduced his name without even him knowing. That was a miracle. The man got hired without even applying for the job and became the director of music in the palace. A man who was a shepherd boy was introduced miraculously. And we spoke about this. And I'm also speaking tonight that your name will be introduced. Your company will be introduced. Your CVs will be introduced. I'm seeing you attending a meeting you never thought or planned. Whether these are investors, whether these are people who are important, but they will say, someone told us about you. Receive in the name of Jesus. These are miracles that we should be praying for. Miracles. God can endorse you. And I told you this, that these miracles can happen in two categories. Category number one, where God himself introduces you. Category number two, where God raises people to introduce you. Now, we spoke about David. Who introduced David first? It was Prophet Samuel. God introduced him by anointing him. He was endorsed. When he was introduced in the family that this one is set apart, even in the palace, he was also what? If I introduce you tonight, anywhere else they will introduce you. Raise up your right hand. I introduce you tonight. You are the one to be healed. It is you who's supposed to be lifted up. It is you to become the king, a queen. It is you to receive that project. It is you to be used by the Lord. I endorse you. Wherever you shall go, systems will also introduce you. some following. Are you here? Yes. So you can be introduced. Tell your neighbor if you have one. You can be introduced. So God can introduce you. Let's talk about Jesus. Oh, before we go to Jesus. So David was introduced by God. God said, put oil as an introduction. Introduce him. When he was introduced, what happened? In the palace. He was what? Introduced. And the Bible says men of Judah came to him also. And he said, can you become our king? Hello? Not only that, men of Israel also came to him. So when God introduces you, people too begin to what? Introduce you. If you're following, I want to see your hand up. Say, I am going to be introduced. Now, Jesus, as powerful as he is, as God as he is, it took John to introduce him. It took a prophet also to introduce him. What did John said? Behold. Behold, that one is the Lamb of God. Who takes away what? The sins of the world. When he introduced him, what happened? God too introduced him. This is my beloved son, in whom I am telling you, you'll be introduced. Number two, we looked at the miracles of what? Uncommon provisions. And I said, God can provide it to you in an uncommon manner. Some of us, we have seen this happening. God can just, in a shocking way, things just happening, miracles after miracles. You sit down and you say, wait, no, this is so uncommon. How can this door open in this way? Imagine Elijah being given food by what? Ravens. And the ravens are stingy birds. They don't just give the... If you find ravens, they'll be fighting each other for food. And imagine they're the ones who are commanded to bring what? When God commands ravens in the spirit, banks which cannot fund you, they will show up and fund you. People who could not give you projects, they will appear as ravens. You will sit down and you will see your thing and say, ah, this is an uncommon provision. Someone will say, but when I look at my records, I have my credit records, I can't even get a loan with this. And the bank says, no. Actually, that's what we're going to give you. It will happen. And number four, we looked at the miracles of what? Open heavens. This is where you operate without limitations. Do you know open heavens? This is a point where both God's voice becomes clear. You enjoy your worship with God. I told you, to know that your heaven is blocked, you don't know it because there's no miracle. The time Daniel, his heaven was blocked, it was not when God was bringing in money. It was when the angel was bringing the message. You are not getting. It is not when what? He was waiting for money. It was when he was waiting for what? A word from God. The angel was not bringing in a breakthrough. The angel was bringing in a word. Imagine just one word. Imagine where you are. Some of you, it's just a word of direction that will turn around your life. But the devil is blocking that message. That even if God is saying, I'm talking to you, you are not hearing him. So the sign that your heaven is blocked is not determined by how much blessings are coming to you. It is determined because you need to know. People think, no, Daniel's heavens were blocked. There was a demon. Do you know he was living in an upstairs house? It was not about the money. The man had the money. Read your Bible. The Bible says, I, Daniel, went to my upstairs house to pray. 4,000 years ago, the man was living in upstairs. Do you know who Daniel was? Daniel even became the prime minister of Iraq, which is Babylon in the Bible. So it's not about the money. The man, what was blocked in his life was a message. Some of you, there's a message God is talking. You need to have an open heaven to hear what the Lord is saying. Imagine you operating into open heavens, where you wake up in the morning, you know what God says you should do. Imagine you operating in realms when you are sleeping like this and you actually have got revelation how we should do it. Oh, you can even put it on a paper. I will do it in this way. Imagine, and this is the open heavens we should pray for. Raise up a hand and say, Lord, give me revelations. I pray for an open heaven. Speak to me, Lord. Open my ears. Open my understanding. In Jesus' name. Amen. Imagine operating with what? Open heavens. Now, we're going to number five, right? Mm-hmm. Number five, miracles of what? Territorial possession. These are miracles that give you a guarantee to take over lands, cities. Mm-hmm. So when you arrive in a place, you take over, you possess lands, properties. Like Abraham, God gave him the anointing to possess territories, lands. Wherever he arrives, the man will be in real estate. He will take over properties. He will take over buildings. He will take over. He will build. He will develop. There are miracles in the Bible. This is the miracle God promised Joshua. That Joshua, I give you a promise. Any land you shall step, it shall be yours. May you also receive the same promise. We want those miracles. Miracles where you own lands, properties, buildings in town, houses. Me when I'm praying, my prayer is so different. Me when I'm praying, if you see my prayer points, you think I'm not okay. I believe things that you be like, oh, because I know in the Bible, miracles of territorial possession exist. There are people in the Bible who enjoyed them. There are people in the Bible who were partakers of miracles of territorial what? Possession. They are there. In fact, God was promising people lands. In the Bible, you shall take that land, it shall be yours. I shall give you that land, it shall be yours. God. Many, many places. In the Bible, God promising lands. And we are living in the days of faith. So I receive land. Not just some land in some nonsense location. Prime. I'm telling you. Prime land. If you look at that land, like, sir, that one is my land. You drive like this. You show a person that one too is my land. And then they ask you, how did you get it? You say, I just came and I prayed. And they're looking at you like this. Like, how can I also pray like how you pray? We will evangelize, not just with our words, but with our works. Because faith without works is dead. Give a neighbor a high five, say, receive territorial possessions. They were going to number what? Six. Miracles of what? miracles of operating from a point of being blessed. In the Bible, we looked at people who they experienced miracles because God what? Blessed them. One of them is who just spoke a few minutes ago, Obed-Edom. The Bible says God blessed his house. And these miracles, I told you how you can attract them. Okay? Do not keep God's presence only in your heart, but keep God's presence even in your house. Don't just say, I'm worshiping God. No. In your house, have even a fellowship. Obed-Edom did not just keep God in his heart. He took his presence into his house. Pray for your houses. Pray as a couple. Pray as a family. What you are trying to do is not just to bring God in your heart, but what you are trying to do is to bring God in your house. And the Bible says because the praises was in the house, God blessed the house. Are you here? I can see you're a bit tired. Are you tired of becoming rich? Are you tired of becoming blessed? Say, I speak into my house. I know I am blessed. But my house too must be blessed. Do you understand? The Bible doesn't say God blessed Obed-Edom. Full stop. It says God blessed Obed-Edom, comma, and everything in his household. Why? Because the man had the presence in him, and he also kept the presence in the house. If you stay three people, four people in that building, and you're all believers, hold hands. Choose 2 days. Pray together. If you're a couple, hold hands. Pray, speak in the Holy Ghost. Because all you're trying to do is not just to have God's presence in you. You are blessed, yes. You can be blessed, but your house cursed. The Bible says when David heard that God has blessed Obed-Edom and his house, David said, I needed that presence also. So the Bible says, and David went to the house of Obed-Edom as if it was already on the plan. No, he actually went because he was looking for a blessing. And he took over that ark. It was too late. The man was already a millionaire. Keep the presence of God in you. And in your house. Don't just keep his presence in your heart. If you're alone who only pray, I promise you, have some alone time in your bedroom. If others want to pray with you, it's fine. Go in your bedroom alone and close the door. Have moments of bowing and worshiping. Let your bedroom become an altar. And number 7, these miracles are known as miracles of mantle. Miracles of mantle. Say miracles of mantle activation. These are miracles that you provoke a mantle. Imagine, just because you have come close to a mantle. What is a mantle? A mantle, it is the working of an anointing that is upon somebody. Oh my God. A mantle, it is the working of the anointing that is upon somebody. So we can go in the Bible and profile people and say, let's look at the mantles upon Joseph in the Bible. Joseph in the Bible, he had several mantles. Amongst them, he had a mantle of what? Political governance. The second mantle, economic strategist. He had the mantle. The man could plan, foresee, project the economic structures. And the man could produce an economic infrastructure that would sustain. The man had these mantles. Oh, are you here? Another mantle, he had the mantle of favor. Oh, I'm telling someone right here, right? So when I look at Joseph, imagine I meet Joseph. And Joseph transfers a mantle upon me. Now, when you meet, okay, let's talk about Elijah. Elijah had several mantles. Amongst the mantles he had a mantle of supernatural happenings. A mantle of what? Where Elijah is, it can rain. I promise you, wherever you're going to meet Elijah, hold an umbrella. you are too slow. When you're going to his church, just get an umbrella. Because chances are, you may be soaked. You only told the king, said, "Your king, begin to run. It's going to rain." And then he himself began to run more than the chariots and arrived home, and he himself was not soaked. The man had an anointing, a mantle of supernatural what? The man had a mantle of increase. Things around him would just increase, and they will not end. So when you meet mantles, you must understand what mantles this man has. Imagine Jesus meets Peter. Peter is a fisherman. Okay? Peter is what? He's a fisherman. Just meeting Jesus. Acting on the word of Jesus. He gets the mantle. Where he was fishing, he wasn't catching. This time around, Peter throws a net and catches a fish. And the people are clapping. Now, I want you just to think of this. Forget you are seeing Jesus physically. If Jesus spoke to him spiritually, then Peter says, "Now I want you guys to see what I'm able to do." Then he takes the net and throws in water and catches all that fish. People would praise who? Peter. They say, "What?" But behind him, there was a mantle. His business just went from one level. The man was a businessman. He was a fisher. Imagine what happened to his business. Imagine if you can catch that mantle just because of God's word. You catch a mantle that changes your whole business. Now, he did that because he caught a mantle, not because Peter was able to, but there was a mantle he activated. Elisha was a farmer. Did you hear that? But when he activated a mantle, the man went at the river like this. The Bible says, and he took a cloth and he hit the river. The river, the water, what? Split. Was this how he was doing things before? Answer my question. Could he do this before?
No.
But it was a mantle of who? Elijah. So you can be watching on TV like this and get a mantle or not getting it. I promise you, how many people were in the ministry of Elijah? Many. How many got mantles? One. So you can actually be sitting like this and watching. Can you imagine Jesus had the mantle of healing? Mantles of breakthroughs? He had every mantle. One woman said, "If I touch him, I'll be healed." Everybody was touching Jesus, and the mantle of healing didn't go to them. Only one woman got the mantle, and she got healed. And Jesus said, "I felt mantle power leaving me who touched me." So when you are in a ministry, you must understand what mantles work in this ministry. What type of mantles? I told you before that I have seen some of my sons. They will get a mantle only to prophesy. And they'll be prophesying so powerfully. But the church not what? Not growing. Because they only took the mantle of prophecy, but not the mantle of leadership. Because I don't only have the mantle for prophecy. I also have the mantle for what? Now imagine you get the mantle only for prophecy and just prophesying. You are prophesying. And you go home, you sleep with hunger. Because they only took the mantle for prophecy, but not for money. You're not getting it. Who wants the mantle for man? I knew that this one. So you find people getting the mantle only for money, but not the mantle from me of prayer. Because one of the serious mantles around me is the mantle of prayer. Ask people around me, they will tell you, if I begin to pray, and how I pray. So you must know. That's why God said that John will go in the mantle of Elijah, in the spirit and the power. That's the mantle. Are you there?
Yes.
But when that mantle came upon John, John only used one of preaching, but not of calling fire. He only had the mantle of what?
Preaching.
And not what?
Calling for fire.
Because the Bible says even Herod was scared. He said, is he not Elijah? But when he saw the guy was useless, he kept him in prison. No, I'm telling you. And the man, instead of showing power, he began to ask questions. Is this Jesus real? You begin to ask him mantles. Is this the anointing of my father? Does it really work? Or I should go to another man of God? The Bible says John began to ask questions. Is this Jesus the one? Or there is another one I must go for? Jesus said, go and tell him what you have seen. The lame are walking. The blind are seeing. Because the man began to question the mantle which was supposed to save him. And when you get into this level, you must be very careful. Because these miracles to happen, you must believe in that mantle. Not starting to question. Like, is this really the anointing? Or I should look for another one? Ask your neighbor. Neighbor. Are you? Don't finish the statement. Ask them again, do you have the mantle? Now, imagine on all the 9 mantles that work in my ministry, in my life, there is somebody who has none. And I've seen some who have taken the mantle of money only. And another one has taken the mantle of just ministry. Very serious with the ministry like me, but very broke. So I receive a mantle. Are you here, right? Say mantles. So in the Bible, you see people, their lives changing because all what happened, they came close and encountered a mantle. That's number what? That's number 7? Can you go to number 8? Let me just show you number 8. So number 8, it will lead us into prayer, and we'll stop there. Miracles of divine promotion. Miracles of what? Now let me read a scripture for you. Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7.
For exhortation comes neither from the east, nor from the west. No, from the south.
Can you read the NIV?
No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exhort themselves.
Do you know what it is to exhort? To lift up. You cannot lift up. You cannot raise. You cannot be promoted on your own. Go ahead, reading.
Verse number 7. It is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another.
Again.
It is God who judges. He brings one down. He exalts another.
Raise your hand now. Say, Father.
Father.
I have heard of miracles in the Bible.
I have heard of miracles in the Bible.
Of how you exhorted the people.
Of how you exhorted people.
Now, tonight.
Now, tonight.
Exhort me.
Exhort me.
Lift me up.
Lift me up.
For I have been down.
For I have been down.
I have been lowly.
I have been lowly.
I believe in miracles.
I believe in miracles.
That you can lift me up.
That you can lift me up.
Now, in KJV, I want you to read again in KJV. The Bible says what?
For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south.
I want us to read together until they go read.
For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south.
Divine promotion is not just about personal advancement, but by being positioned to make a greater impact for the kingdom. God has never lifted any person without a purpose. When God lifted a person up, God had an idea of that person to have an influence, to change, to help, to become an instrument. Now, so before we even go further, raise up your hand and say, Lord, I'm here.
Lord, I'm here.
If you lift me up.
If you lift me up.
I will use it to your glory.
I will use it to your glory.
So raise me up.
So raise me up.
It is all about being entrusted with influence and authority to shape industries, to shape nations, to shape cultures, to shape nations, to shape churches, to shape departments. God will put you up and they say, I want things to be done this way. And when you appear, if God puts you there to appear, when you just go up like this, bah, you'll see the church is moving well. Because of your money. You are drinking tea at home and the church also is what? It's moving well. You'll see when God raises you up, your nations will begin to go well. When God raises you up, departments, God will not raise a person up when you have no use in his kingdom. So if you want promotion, stop just saying, Lord, lift me up. You should start saying, Lord, I am available to carry your assignment. God will raise you up. That's why the fastest way to be promoted is to be humble. The Bible says, he lift up what?
Humble.
The humble. How do you become humble? By saying, Lord, I am here. Whatsoever you make me, it is not about me. It is about you. The more you give yourself to God's service, the more you align yourself with that, the more God sees humility and he raises you up. As you raise your hands, let the mantle come upon you. Any man you are believing God for, let it fall upon you now.
Say,
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for mantles to come upon you.
I say,
I pray for an open heaven.
I say,
may you start receiving revelations.
I say,
open heavens in the name of Jesus.
I say,
open heavens in the name of Jesus.
I say.
I pray for miracles of divine promotion.
I receive.
May you be lifted up.
I receive.
May you be lifted up.
I
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.